We've all seen the incredible horse and rider combinations as the backbone of our sport. But what about everything else that makes the equestrian world tick? From the everyday grind to the world-class professional, join the Equestrian Podcast as we talk about every equestrian discipline in a way that hasn't been done before. Now here's your host, rider, trainer, and influencer behind my equestrian style, Bethany Lee.
Hey friends, and welcome to the Equestrian Podcast. I'm your host, Bethany Lee, and this is episode 179. Our guest today is a professional polo player and equestrian lifestyle businessman. He will also be at Equitana teaching Polo 101 and so many different techniques as far as riding and both recovery and fitness to do well as an equestrian. So without further ado, I would love to welcome our guest today, Nick Rolden. So I would love to get to kind of what brought you into the equestrian world to begin with.
Yeah, so I'm a fourth generation. So obviously it's been in the family for a really long time. My father was a professional polo player. His grandfather and great-grandfather also were polo players. So it's a generational thing. It's been around for a long time. I grew up on a farm, been riding horses since I was 3 years old. Again, grew up in a polo family. So the sort of the standard is before you can walk, you're given a polo mallet. So it's something I've always done, and I've always been passionate about horses and have always loved the sport. So that's how I got started.
Amazing. Was there ever talk of dabbling in a different discipline, or was it always just kind of polo?
I mean, look, in terms of the equestrian sports, it was always polo. So, but I mean, I was never, I don't want to say forced, but I was never pushed into polo, right? I was a big sports fan. I played a lot of soccer, a lot of baseball, a lot of ice hockey, golf. I mean, I'm still to this day, obviously a big sports fan, and I love playing sports, and that's just what I do. That's what my life is all about. So there were moments where I was pursuing ice hockey or golf, and I actually had some chances with ice hockey had I pursued it more, but you know, obviously my father being a professional polo player and just seeing his excellence in his career, and he's obviously a big mentor of mine. So it sort of steered me in that direction. So
I've heard that there are like specific sports that are either like good cross training, or like if you're good at these certain sports, you would be able to be decent at polo. Have you found that that's the case?
Yeah. I mean, for whatever reason, most of the polo players or the top polo players or the really good polo players are also really good golfers. And I think hockey was sort of similar. It's a hand-eye coordination thing. It's very similar. They're both very fluid sports, very physical sports, fast-paced sports. So I think obviously to become very successful in polo, you have to have incredible hand-eye coordination. That is very important. So any of the sports with a racket or a stick, obviously I excelled in. Yeah. So they're also, I think golf is also a good sport. I say golf because I'm a huge fan of golf. I love golf. I'm a huge fan. I play as much golf as I can. I work with a brand called PXG. So I'm a big fan. But I think it's also very good for sport and for polo. It just, it helps with a lot of things that you can transition to our sport as well. So
sure. Yeah, definitely. For someone who maybe is listening and doesn't have a ton of experience with the polo world, walk me through what kind of goes into a normal week for you, like maybe leading up to a match. What's involved in your training? What's involved in the polo ponies training? And then what do you kind of do on a match day?
Yeah, I mean, again, for many people who are not familiar with the sport, there's so many different components to our sport, right? There's the athlete itself, which is myself. Well, there's two athletes in this. There's me, and then there's the horse, right? So they're, again, two totally different components, but all focused on the same thing and trying to, for myself, to be the fittest I can be, the healthiest, to get the right recovery, the right preparation for a game. And then the same thing goes for the horse. So every week is obviously different. We obviously prepare, and our preparation goes off of when our game schedule, And then we sort of work backwards and go, we start from the game and then we work forward. So, but you know, I usually train 3 to 4 times a week, usually Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and maybe once on the weekend, depending, but usually for polo, our busiest days are on the weekend. So, but yeah, so I have a sort of a workout schedule that again is Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8 a.m. every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Those workout sessions can vary depending on when we have games. And then we have the preparation for the games, which we usually have practices like team practices where we practice with our team. And then there's the preparation that on the equestrian side where I have to ride all my horses and get them ready as well. So, I mean, there's so many different components, and it really is such a complex sport in so many ways. And I think that is a bit of a misconception. I'm really excited about obviously getting the opportunity with Equitana to kind of put polo on the main stage and show the sort of the intense training, both physical, mental, the recovery that goes into it, and then everything, all the aspects of the training of the horse and getting them ready, which is sort of the same sort of program that I do with myself. So
yeah, definitely. I'm so excited that you're going to be at Equitana next month. Yeah, walk me through a little bit about what you plan on showing there.
Yeah, look, I have a couple of different segments. I'll do sort of a Polo 101 masterclass. We'll talk about the training aspect. I work with a brand called Techno Gym, which is a sports gym company, right? They have high-end gym, very like modern, sleek, sort of top-of-the-line gym equipment. And they're very interested in the equestrian world. And so I am their polo spokesperson. I'm going to be the face of their equestrian unit, their equestrian side. And so I'm really pushing with the help of them to showcase the physicality of the sport, the sort of training that goes into it, the specifics of our training. I mean, there's so many different components to our sport, and there's so many different body positions and movements that we use that are beneficial to our sport. So I'm going to be showcasing that. I'm also working with a brand called Therabody, which I don't know if you're familiar with. They are a recovery. They're percussive. Are you familiar with the brand Therabody?
Yeah, I am. I don't physically have one, but I have seen a demo before in Wellington.
Yeah, so they're amazing. It's basically instant recovery, easy access, very, very practical. They have these percussive tools that you can use. The Theragun, there's a mini Theragun. So anyway, so I'm working with them on the athlete sort of recovery aspect of my sport. And they're supporting me and my sport and my brand. And so we're going to do a little 15-minute intro with Dr. Jason, who created Therabody. So we're really going to focus on the sport and the workout regime, my workout routines and my recovery routines, and really focus on the sport aspect of it, which again, I think a lot of people have a misconception about. So, and then I'm going to do, I think I'm doing like a 30-minute little fun masterclass for the kids. And so it's going to be a great 3 days. I'm really looking forward to it. And Equitana is a great platform to showcase my brand, Roldan Lifestyle, and sort of the passions and the inspirations and the visions that I follow and the brands that I work with.
As a kid, obviously, you had a lot of experience within the polo world from your family. But if you are a kid moving up in riding and interested in polo, what does that process look like as far as getting on a team?
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, the riding aspect, I think, is the most important. You have to be successful in polo, definitely in our sport, you have to be an extremely good rider. And you have to have the confidence and the security to be on
Definitely.
The horse. Because while jumping and dressage are also extremely difficult sports and require a lot of talent, polo is different because you have a polo mallet and you're trying to hit a ball, a moving object. So there's a degree of difficulty that's different. Having hand-eye coordination is extremely important, and being comfortable on a horse is important because you're moving from side to side, you're leaning out of the saddle, you're not always in one spot. So that's those are the sort of things that I want to showcase say in about our sport and the difficulty of it. But you know, kids, look, it's an amazing sport because it's kind of like golf on horses in a sense, right? There's so many different components to it and requires so many levels of difficulty, which I think kids will love. It's if you're really passionate about horses and then it's a fun sport and it's a great spectator sport. And I mean, look, there's clubs all over the world that offer kids access to horses or to lessons. So yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. Walk me through what you look for. Do you have specific traits that you look for when you are trying to pick out the like ideal horse for you?
Yeah, I mean, look, I obviously, again, every athlete's different, right? So the things that I look for, I think are what a lot of the top polo players look for in a sense. I mean, we can get into the particular, but, you know, we want horses that are obviously very fast, mm-hmm. that stop very quickly, that turn on a dime. Some guys like horses that are maybe not as powerful as what I would like. My style is a very powerful sort of fast-paced style, and I like a horse. I'm a big thoroughbred fan. I love American yeah. thoroughbreds. Some of my horses are off the track thoroughbreds that have been retrained for polo. So, and that's also another really cool aspect of our sport is that yeah. we do take a lot of these retired racehorses that would end up. I don't know. I don't want to say where they would end up, but sometimes it's not always the best scenarios.
Right.
So being able to give them a second career in something that they really love is really great. And that's another thing I want to also showcase in Equitana is that aspect of it and the sort of passion that those horses put into the sport and the second career that they're given or the second life or opportunity. So.
Totally. Yeah, I love that. And I think that for so many of the horses, while they may not have top superstars in racing, they still have so many incredible qualities to offer. And just like right. I feel like heart that maybe in a lot of other breeds don't have as much yeah. of. So again, it's really yeah, cool that you can do that.
I mean,
that.
Look, the really good race horses are obviously they're much bigger. They want a bigger horse. And for us, it's what's yeah. so long. So we love like the ones that don't work for racing are the ones that would really work for polo because they're smaller.
Right.
We need a much smaller horse, a more compact horse. So, I mean, it works great. And I think we really need to showcase that more often and show people and have them understand that there are so many different benefits that polo offers to both rider and horse.
Give me a rundown of what your cross training looks like, what your like off the horse training looks like so that you can really work on your strength and your balance and to be able to yeah. perform at the top level.
Yeah, there's definitely a balance component of we do a lot of balancing work, like techniques, right? With balance with weights and stuff and mobility on medicine balls or on. So there's that aspect. There's the mobility aspect. There's the cardio aspect, which is we don't do a lot of long distance cardio stuff. It's more like quick sprints, like quick motions. A lot of stuff for our back because we need to have a strong back, legs. You need to have strong shoulders, especially your right shoulder, which is the stick shoulder. Also, polo is right dominant. There, you cannot be you can't play left-handed. You can yeah. only play right-handed. So, and I'm left-handed. So for me, that was
no way.
That's something I had to really work on when I was younger.
Especially with the polo background, I feel like your parents were like, "Oh shoot."
Yeah, I know. They're like, "Oh shit." Yep. Or, "Oh shit." Sorry. Yeah. So our training is it's such a hybrid, right? It's a mix of cross training and Pilates, and there's a little bit of yoga stuff in there as well. And then there's the whole recovery aspect of it, which has become a huge part of my life. And therefore, I mean, obviously, that's why also I've started working with Therabody. I just think it's such an important component to my life, my daily routine, and to any athlete. I think we want to create longevity, right? I mean, you see all these athletes from the LeBrons to the Bradys that are pushing late 30s, early 40s, mm-hmm. and they're still like performing at the ultimate level. It just goes to show that with the right training routines and the right recovery routines and the right health and both on the mental side and on the nutritional side, So if you add all of those components, that's a perfect formula to keep competing at the top level for many years to come.
Definitely.
Chances are, if you're listening to this, you are a full-fledged equestrian, and I love you for it, but who of us wouldn't want to experience a full weekend in Lexington, Kentucky at the Kentucky Horse Park, where you can learn, you can be entertained, you can shop for all things equestrian industry? That sounds perfect, right? Well, this year, October 1st through 3rd, the Kentucky Horse Park is hosting Equitana USA, the very first Equitana event in the United States. It's a huge event over in Europe, so I am so happy that we now have one in the US. There will be trade shows. There will be amazing entertainment events. There will be some fantastic clinics with some of our top trainers and riders in the industry. So to find out more information and to grab your tickets while you can, visit their website at equitanausa.com. That's EQUITANAUSA.com. Again, those dates are October 1st through the 3rd at the Kentucky Horse Park. Tickets are as low as $27 for adults, $10 for kids, and you can audit clinics. You can see everything you need to see at this amazing weekend event. You can also be a part of the clinics as a rider. So find out more information on their website and how you can get plugged in that way as well and get the full experience at Equitana USA. Again, that website is equitanausa.com. All right, let's head back to the episode.
What kind of schedule do you kind of put your horses through on, let's say you have some weeks off before a match and you're just looking to maintain their fitness?
Yeah, I mean, the horses, like polo horses, go out every morning and every afternoon. And I'm just going off of the training at the top level. Like when you're competing at the top level, they go out on walking. We call them walking sets or trotting sets. So they get taken out in groups of three or four at a time, where one of my horse trainers will ride one horse. They will lead two or three. They'll usually lead like one or two on each side. And they'll go out and they'll walk for an hour and they'll trot for, depending on each, you know, on each individual, but between 15 and 30 minutes at a time. And they'll do that every morning and every afternoon.
Wow.
That's the sort of preparation. And then there's the riding of each horse singly, which you get on them to kind of school them, to stop them, turn them, kind of finely tune them like a Formula One car.
They must get so fit.
They get very fit. I mean, they don't have an ounce of fat.
Yeah. When you are showing up at matches, do you have to, I mean, for me in the hunter world, like I'm always worried about like the level of freshness and yeah. Do you have worry about that or how do you handle that?
I mean, I like them fresh on the fresh side. I understand. I mean, my girlfriend's a jumper and I'm very familiar with jumping and obviously with the hunters, it's even more different, but you know, they don't like them to be fresh. For us, it's sort of the opposite. We want them to be fresh and feeling kind of with it jumping out of their skin, right?
Right.
Like, or, but at the same time, you don't want them. So there's also a fine line because you don't want them to be completely out of overly powerful, right? Overly jumping out of the skin. You want them, you want them to be controlled. And that's where you ride them like one-on-one each to kind of school them, because we also want them to stop really quickly, turn really quickly, and to be focused on the task at hand. So, yeah. And I go through 10 to 12 horses per game. So it's not just, I have to prepare, I don't have to prepare one, I have to prepare 12.
Wow.
Yeah, for a practice or for a game. And also each horse responds differently to preparations for a game. Some might need only a little bit of air the day before the game, and then they're ready to go. And others will need a lot more schooling and a lot more focus. So each horse is different. So again, there's so many different components, and it's such a complex sport. It really is like a chess match.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even being in the horse world, I feel like it has just this extra component too with being on this team dynamic too. And it's not like you're just training every day at home. You're also like you're going to different locations, you're going to team practices, then you're going to matches. It's even that's just like a whole new dynamic.
Yeah. Again, that's just so many different components, right? To so many different dynamics. Like you said, there's the preparation with the team, and a lot of times we're training with our teammates. And so, yeah.
What does your year kind of look like?
So I work year round for a family that owns 3 high goal teams. They compete at the top level. The husband plays, the wife plays, and the son plays. Actually, the daughter plays too. The whole family plays. So I work for them year round. So we start off in Palm Beach in January, and we're there till the 1st of June. In January, usually in the end of January, we sometimes go and play the World Snow Polo Championships in St. Moritz and in Kitzbühel. We just sort of do like a 2-week European trip. And then in the summer, we're in Aspen for 2.5 months playing there. They own a polo club in Aspen called the Aspen Valley Polo Club.
Nice.
In Wellington, we're competing in the World Polo League, which is the sort of the highest level of polo handicap-wise in the United States at 26 goals, where there's a huge influx of all the best polo players in the world playing in Wellington during that 3 or 4 months span. I've played in England. I've played in Argentina. I've played all over the world. My schedule sort of changes, but lately it's been very consistent with playing in the United States, competing in Palm Beach, competing in Aspen, and that's about it.
Nice. Looking back on your career thus far, what moments kind of stick out in your head as being highlights for you?
In 2018 was probably one of my latest highlights. I won the Queen's Cup, which is one of the most important tournaments in the world, hosted in England, hosted by the Queen of England. She presented us with trophies. It was just an amazing experience. I had played in England. I played on the same team that we ended up winning in 2018. I played with them for 3 years, of which we were very successful getting to the finals of the Queen's Cup 3 years in a row, getting to the finals of the Gold Cup, which is another important tournament. So that's in terms of tournament highlights, that's probably one of the highlights. Also, I competed in Argentina in the Argentine Open, cool. Which is one of the coolest experiences ever. It's the highest level of polo and the best, biggest tournament in the world. Obviously, because I'm American, I don't have an organization in Argentina. So for me, it's much more difficult to play there. Right. I don't have the horses or anything. So I had to sort of organize everything from the ground up. And obviously now I'm building a brand. I'm pushing the sort of athletic side of it, the recovery side, the wellness side of the sport. And yeah, so.
Word on the street is you also have a clothing line coming out.
Yeah, so Equitana is an amazing platform. And so we thought it was the perfect fit to launch Roldan Lifestyle, which is a lifestyle brand that will consist of clothes. I'm doing real estate. And there's a couple of different components to it, but you know, it's a small line. It's something I've always loved fashion, and it sort of defines sort of who I am and my inspirations. And it's sort of based on my travels and my life and being fourth generation. And so the brand itself is that's what it's inspired by and focused on. And that's why working with brands like Technogym and Therabody really are perfect fits for what I believe and inspire it and to be. So I'm excited about showcasing it. And so, yeah, it should be good.
Amazing. What would you say is one of the biggest, maybe misconceptions about polo?
I think the athletical side. I think that is definitely the biggest misconception. A lot of people just think of polo as sort of a lifestyle
that's
sort of competed by like the royals and only sort of the rich and the famous. And it's quite the total opposite. I mean, it's a 9-to-5 job, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. The complexity of it, of the training of that, both the athlete and the horse. And I really want to push that and showcase that. So
definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about an area of the industry that you're super passionate about that you feel like the rest of the equestrian community either just doesn't know a lot about or doesn't talk that much about.
Again, I think the difficulty of the sport. Right. I think the difficulty of the sport and the sort of time and dedication that it requires, again, not only for me, but for the sport. I mean, for the horse, right? The horse is such an important part of it. A lot of guys say it's 80% of the game, but, you know, I sort of think that kind of depends. But it's more than other equestrian sports, the talent and the ability of the athlete itself is extremely important. So, but sort of showing the beauties and the difficulties that our sport like brings and the sort of focus on training, really more than anything, it's just the focus on training. Mm-hmm. And then the routines that I have in my life and the recoveries and all of that. So
if you're giving like a client a lesson, what does that look like? I mean, obviously you have team practices and things like that, but when you're working with a client who is learning the sport or making their way up, what does that kind of dynamic look like?
Yeah, I think first and foremost is working specifically on the equitation side and the riding, right? Again,
right.
Polo requires you to be out of your saddle, leaning over the saddle, leaning over the horse's neck, leaning out to grab a ball that's 6 feet out, mm-hmm. away from you. And that requires like being comfortable on a horse, right? If you're not comfortable and feel secure on a horse, it's tough. So there's that whole aspect. And then there's the hand eye and being able to hit the ball at the right time, having the right timing. Again, it's not about strength in our sport when you're trying to hit a ball, especially a long ball. It's about timing. It's about hitting the ball at the right time with a horse in perfect motion, mm-hmm. to hit the ball. So those are the sort of things that I would probably work on, but definitely working on the equitation side of it, the riding side of it.
Yeah, definitely. I have ridden horses and played golf my entire life. I've never played polo. And even just talking about it, I'm like, I don't know if I could do it. It's so intricate.
I have a bunch of friends in the horse show world, and it's funny to see a lot of them on a polo horse, because in jumping, you're using two hands, and in polo, you're only steering with one hand because you got the other polo mallet in the other hand. So these are guys that are extremely successful in the jumping world, and it's tough. It's a whole other dynamic, completely different dynamic.
Yeah, that's incredible. I've had Hannah on the podcast before.
Oh, you have? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And I told her, we were talking, and I'm like, I'm going to come try to play polo this week.
Yeah, whenever. We got to get you on.
Oh, I love it. Well, Nick, thank you so much for taking the time to come on. I feel like I have a million more questions now, but I love what you're doing for the polo industry, and I'm so excited that you're going to be at Equitana, and I wish you all the best.
All right, that is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, please take a minute and write a review on iTunes. I would so appreciate it. It helps people like you find the podcast, and it helps me get some killer guests. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next week.